fentanyl is a synthetic opioid that's about 50 to 100 times more potent than morphine and is prescribed to relieve severe pain. It's available for intravenous injection and in forms for skin and mucous membrane absorption. And in recent years, it's been associated with overdose and death among users of illicit drugs in many states, often from contaminated drug supplies with illegally produced fentanyl. Oops. Sorry. On May 5th, 2015, Hospital A contacted the Georgia Department of Public Health about an increase in overdoses presenting to the emergency department since earlier in the year. And several cases had tested positive for fentanyl, so they added fentanyl to their routine urine drug screens. We investigated to identify risk factors associated with fentanyl-positive drug screens and to describe the clinical characteristics of the patients. And we reviewed medical records of emergency department patients and performed a case control study, and we analyzed Fulton County medical examiner data to see if similar trends were being seen among drug-associated deaths in that area. For our study, a case was defined as fentanyl-positive urine drug screen without a fentanyl prescription in a patient presenting to the emergency department during May 5th through July 31st, 2015, for acute, unintentional, drug-related illness or injury with a UDS also positive for cocaine, opiates, and or amphetamines. And all Hospital A patients meeting the definition were included in the study. Control subjects met all the same criteria as the case patients, but they had fentanyl negative UDS. And they were randomly selected from a list of all the UDS positive but fentanyl negative patients presenting during that time frame. And we obtained the de-identified data from the Fulton County Medical Examiner in the form of a line list containing the demographic data, cause and location of death, and whether it was accidental or intentional, and the types of drugs they found on the toxicology screen. And for our results, Hospital A demographic data is shown with the statistically significant results highlighted in gold. The youngest age group, those under 30, were over three times more likely to be fentanyl positive than those 40 to 49 years of age, which was the group with the lowest likelihood of the fentanyl positive urine drug screen. White patients were almost three times more likely to be fentanyl positive than black patients. Patients positive for either amphetamines, opiates, or multiple drugs were five to eight times more likely to be fentanyl positive than those positive for cocaine alone. And those requiring treatment with naloxone, which is an opioid reversal agent they use for overdose, were five times more likely to be fentanyl positive. And incidentally, 82% of the fentanyl positive patients admitted some form of drug use, but none of them admitted any awareness of fentanyl use. And this is a graph of our medical examiner data. It shows the number of drug-related deaths from each of 2 one-year-long periods that ended on the same date as our case control study. The dates are on the x-axis and the number of deaths are on the y. From 1 year to the next, there was a 75% increase in drug-related deaths and a 38-fold increase in the number of deaths with the fentanyl-positive toxicology screen. For the year ending on July 31st, 2015, the same time that our case control study time period ended, the demographics of the deaths in Fulton County were similar to those of the emergency department, with the younger persons and Caucasians being more likely to be fentanyl positive. Other drugs found on the toxicology screen were similar to those found in the emergency department patients, except while the amphetamine-positive patients had the highest likelihood of a fentanyl-positive urine drug screen, they had the lowest risk for the fentanyl-positive toxicology screen among the decedents. In conclusion, Georgia saw an increase in fentanyl-positive drug test results among users of a variety of illicit drugs, seemingly without their knowledge. Fentanyl can increase the risk of emergent illness, as we saw with the need for increased need for naloxone, and it can increase the risk of death, as we saw with the medical examiner data. And educating healthcare providers could mitigate the risk and because the fentanyl positive patients are more likely to require naloxone, having naloxone available to first responders could help save lives. Thank you.